pray as we stand. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the wonderful truth of your Son, the one who came and the one who is to come. We pray as we have these moments now, considering your word, that you would help us to have our minds shaped by your truth and your purposes. And we ask for Jesus' sake. Amen. Do sit down. Now, one of 2014's main events has been the Scottish referendum back in September. Following the vote, the UK government cleverly announced that a new draft Scotland Act about extended devolution would be published by Burns Night, January the 25th, this coming year. Well, Robbie Burns, Scotland's most famous poet, penned many memorable lines, not least that from his 1786 poem, To a Mouse. Now, it tells of how Burns was ploughing a field and upturned a mouse's nest accidentally. And the resulting poem is an apology to the mouse. But mousie, thou art no thy lane, in proving foresight may be vain. The best laid schemes are mice and men gang aft aglay. Or in English, the best plans of mice and people often go awry. Well, as we've listened to Bible readings and sung Advent carols this evening, we've heard about a plan that has not and will not gang aglay, go astray. After God made the world good, with human beings at the pinnacle, in his image, we have gang aglay. We have pushed God out of our lives and put ourselves firmly at the centre of the universe, that which the Bible most impolitely calls sin. Now, this has had many consequences. We now live in a world that is broken. All aspects of life are to some measure affected, from personal relationships, through crime and unrest in society and between nations, to abusing the environment. Now, this tragedy was not a surprise to God. It's clear from his testimony in the Bible that he knew this was going to happen and that he had planned from the start that he would initiate and bring to pass a rescue mission to put things right. Now, this rescue mission was centred on the one described in our first Bible reading. The prophet Isaiah, speaking to the Old Testament people of God, looks forward to a figure described as a shoot from the stump of Jesse, a Jesse, father of great King David, and so this one was to be born in his family line. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, we read. He will be anointed, Christed, with the Holy Spirit of God. This one will be without fault in his character, judgment, and actions. Righteousness shall be the belt of his waist, and faithfulness the belt of his loins. Now, as the people looked forward with this insight to a coming, perfect, anointed king, they are told that the tensions in creation, poetically expressed in terms of enmity between animals, will be replaced by harmony. And that because a little child shall lead them. A pointer to us of the Messiah's first advent, that first Christmas in humble circumstances. Now, God continued to reveal his plan that will not gang aglay, as we read from the prophet Jeremiah some 100 years later. God's purpose was to involve a new agreement with his people. They had gang aglay and reneged on his previous offers, but we read, "Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah." Now, these words were to find fulfillment through the work of God's Messiah King, his Christ, as he had lived a perfect life, died a rescuing death, and was vindicated in a triumphant resurrection. And the effect? Well, God's promise would come true. Despite the brokenness of people and the world, God was to bring about something new. For this is the covenant that I will make, God says through Jeremiah. They shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, declares the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. So for those who turn back to him, believing in what his rescuer king has done, there is forgiveness and the beginnings of a new relationship. Something to celebrate. We're doing it here. Sounds like people are doing it outside too. Well, yet God's great plan is still to be fully fulfilled. You don't need me to tell you that we still live in a world that is broken. We all know that there's still tension and bitterness in relationships. There is still sickness and suffering in human lives. There is still war and pollution in the world. But in God's plan, there is a future fulfillment where these things will change. We read in Matthew's Gospel that the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. Jesus' second advent will bring about a decisive change based on the victory that he has already won on the cross. Now, our final reading points us to what that final fulfillment will look like. John's vision in Revelation 21 is of nothing less than a transformed and perfected new creation. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. This perfected world, made known when Jesus returns, will be centered on perfected relationships between people and God and between people and people. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people. And God himself will be with them as their God." In this new, perfected, God-centered world that we usually call heaven, all that is of this broken world will go, and all will be restored through God's Messiah King. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain any more, for the former things have passed away. Well, Robbie Burns may have spoken of the best laid schemes of mice and men, often failing, but the plan of the true and living God has not and will not gang agley. We await a future fulfillment guaranteed by the past victory of God through his Son in his death and resurrection. And knowing this gives us great perspective for life now. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are working out your purpose. We thank you that it is a purpose that will not fail. And we pray at this Advent time that you would help us to hold fast to that purpose begun that will find fulfillment in a perfected new creation. We pray that you would strengthen us in this knowledge for our lives today. And we ask for Jesus' sake. Amen.